This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The interim nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers will face its first high-profile test this weekend. Inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency are due to make a long-delayed visit to a nuclear reactor in Iran, a reactor that is capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium. These inspections are part of last month's deal with Iran. Officials on both sides say they are committed to the nuclear accord, but as NPR's Tom Gelton reports, keeping it on track will be a challenge.
Next week, Iranian officials will meet with representatives from the United States and other countries to plan the next steps in implementing their deal. Ali Heinonen, a longtime nuclear inspector, says this is the good news.
There is now a process in place where the people are talking with each other. Whether they agree or disagree with each other, that's a different thing, but we got to the process.
Bad news, a deal might not be possible. The overall concern here is that Iran might develop a nuclear bomb. To keep that from happening, international watchdogs have to focus on two elements of a nuclear weapons program. One is the fuel for the bomb, highly enriched uranium or plutonium. Two is the design and manufacture of the explosive device itself, the nuclear warhead. The accord reached in Geneva theoretically limits Iran's production of enriched uranium or plutonium, the fuel part. There's nothing about warhead research, at least not directly. That's because the agreement leaves weaponization for the International Atomic Energy Agency to deal with. The IAEA has long worried about a possible military dimension to Iran's nuclear program. Under the Geneva Agreement, Iran agreed to work with the IAEA to resolve past and present issues of concern.
All past and present includes everything.
Everything, says IAEA Director General Yukiya Amano. That includes his agency's concern about possible nuclear weapons research, past and present. Iran denies it's ever worked on a nuclear weapon, but it has not allowed the kind of inspections that would settle the issue. An IAEA report last month included a long summary of its unsuccessful efforts to investigate possible explosives experiments in Iran and any work on fuses or detonators. David Albright, a former IAEA inspector, notes the agency has also been denied access to an Iranian military base where nuclear weapons work was suspected.
There's other sites the IAEA has identified that are allegedly related to past nuclear weapons activities. There's many people the IAEA has asked to see that they've been unable to interview. There's documents they want from Iran.
If Iran is to comply with the terms of the Geneva deal, it'll have to satisfy those IAEA demands besides limiting its fuel enrichment. And those two aspects of the agreement are inseparable. David Albright, now president of the Institute for Science and International Security, calls attention to another line in the accord.
Nothing is agreed upon unless everything is agreed upon.
An all-or-nothing agreement. If it doesn't come clean about nuclear weapons research, Iran gets nothing. What Iran wants most, Albright points out, is permission to continue nuclear enrichment.
Iran is unlikely to get that at all if it doesn't satisfy the IAEA's concern about past weaponization activities and possibly ongoing ones. So everything is linked. If one major part of this agreement does not happen, there will be no deal.
But Ali Heinonen, formerly at the IAEA, now at Harvard, doubts there'll be any progress on the weaponization issues for at least 6 months. And that's not good, he says.
Time is running and some of this information will disappear. Then the IAEA task is much more difficult and in certain way may become impossible.
Impossible because by then it may be too late to know what Iran has been up to. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.